Today is May 24, 2022. This is Defalo for Kaylin Patricia Espinosa. The age is 36 years old. She is a female. The virus and the high five of 4. The blood pressure 123 over 69. Pulse 74, respiration 45, temperature is 95. And the history of the present ill, she is 36 years old, female who sustained multiple injury relation to the motor vehicle accident. While curing, she's doing therapy with good effect, comfort, response, and improve over the paraspinal muscles and spinatus process with multiple trigger points over the cervical spine, thoracic spine, lumbar spine, and joint associated with tendons, limited run, spasm of the muscles, and discomfort. Exacerbate with normal daily activity. The patient comes today for X-ray and MRI result. And the physical examination, the pain scale 7 to 8. The cervical spine, the pain is moderate, tendency is moderate, spasm moderate, sotohan maneuver negative, axon maneuver negative, tiger point, esternocleidomastoideo trapecio, and some escapular esmoso. The dorsal spine, the pain is moderate, tendency is moderate, spasm moderate, tiger point, T2, T9. The lumbar spine, the pain is moderate, tendency is moderate, spasmo moderate, la segue manube negative, bragar manube negative. The muscle power grain, deltoidean BC4, extensor radial 4, knee extensor 4, and knee flexor 4. In the upper extremity, the right shoulder, adducción, abducción, interna and external rotation, flexion and extension, she has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles, and discomfort. And the left shoulder, adducción, abducción, interna and external rotation, flexion and extension, she has pain, tendency, limited run, spasmo de muscles, and discomfort. And the diagnosis is cervical spine, sprain strain, thoracic spine, sprain strain, lumbar spine, sprain strain, right shoulder, sprain strain injury, left shoulder, sprain strain injury. And the procedure, the patient is feeling better with therapy, but still is in pain and discomfort. The X-ray is reviewed and addressed it to the patient. The X-ray final report service was in May 9, 2022. In the cervical spine, the report is in the cervical spine. The cervical spine is well aligned. The craniocervical junction and posterior element are normal. There are no vertebral abnormality. There are no fracture or dislocation. The impression, no acute compression fracture. The thoracic spine, the AP and lateral, the thoracic spine is well aligned. There are no compression fracture. There is no significant disc narrowing. The pedicles is the pedicles and paraspinal soft tissue are normal. The impression, no acute compression factor. The lumbar spine is ray AP and lateral. They are minimal disc narrowing at the L5S1. The proximal lumbar spine segmento are remarkable. The pedicles and sacroiliac joint are normal. The impression, minimum disc narrowing L5S1. The right shoulder, interna and externa rotation. There are no fracture or dislocation. There are no significant bony abnormality. The glenohumeral joint is normal. No evidence of fracture or dislocation. In the left shoulder, interna and externa rotation, there are no fracture or dislocation. There are no significant bony abnormality. The glenohumeral joint is normal. The impression, no evidence de fracture or dislocation. The MRI of the cervical spine. The MRI, the day of service was May 9, 2022. The MRI of the cervical spine, it is the axial imaging are as following. The C2 and C3 posterior central discernation is evident with my central canal stenosis. The neural foramen are patent. The C3 and C4 posterior central discernation is evident with my central canal stenosis. The neural foramen are patent. The C4 and C5 dehydration and desiccation of the intervertebral disc space is evident with minimum posterior central disc herniation causing my central canal stenosis. The neural foramen are patent. The C5 and C6 and C6 and C7 prominent anterior extradural defect is seen extending from the level on the C5 C6 to C6 C7. It may represent a disc herniation with obstruction causing moderate central canal stenosis and impingement upon the spinal cord. The underlying spinal cord lesion are evident. No underlying spinal cord lesions are evident. There is increasing the intensity of the spinal cord, which may suggest the evidence of the focal edema. And the impression minima posterior central disc herniation at C2, C3, C3, C4, and C5, C4, C5, causing my central canal stenosis. And the extending for the level of the C5, C6 to C6, to C7, there is an anterior extradural defect causing moderate central canal stenosis and spinal cord impingement, with most light representing the prominent disc herniation, with obstruction arising from the C5 C6 and this level there is a focal area or increase the signal intensity within the spinal cord that may represent the focal edema. And the therapy continue with therapy 4 times per week for 4 weeks. Therapy continue therapy, electric stimulation, Vairosan, hot and cold pad, intensemental traction, paraffin bath, therapeutic exercise, neuromuscular reeducation, gait training, passive stretching, kinetic therapy, and ROM. The therapy continue on steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, as ibuprofen, 800 mg, one tablet daily, and the muscle relaxer as a flex. As a flex series, 10 milligram, one tablet at bedtime. The recommendation, increase the fluid intake and vitamin C. The education, the patient was instructed and counseled. The patient was advised to return to the clinic in 4 weeks. The note. The discussion with the patient explained about the X-ray and MRI result. They improved the therapy. The goal, the time spent with the patient was 25 minutes.